Are you tired of being told what to think and how to act? Well, you are not alone. In case you haven't realized it, you have an internal GPS. It knows all you need to know about how to live your life. So it's about time you stopped letting the media and the government tell you what is true for you. In fact, it is exactly that time. It's time to think for yourself. And here to make sure you're doing just that is your host, mediator, author, and lawyer, Carol Gold.
Hi, it is Monday, May 31st, Memorial Day. I'm Carol Gold, and welcome to Think for Yourself. Obviously, on a day like today, thinking for yourself means to some extent, at some point in the day, thinking about those who have given their lives so that we can live in a country that has the freedoms that we all take for granted. Earlier this week, when some news stories broke, what came to my mind was Jesus' saying, "You shall know them by their acts." Now, I'm Jewish, so when I quote Jesus, it isn't that he wasn't a Jew, he was, but it's not typical that Jews quote Jesus. But that one, that particular quote always resonates with me because you do know people not by what they say, but by what they do. In fact, don't we always joke about parents who, you know, behave in a certain way and then tell their children not to do it? For example, parents who are addicted to prescription drugs, but caution their children not to use, quote, drugs. So in those instances, the saying is, you know, do as I say, not as I do. Well, that's the opposite of the way it's supposed to be. We know people not by what they say, but by what they do. And so the stories that broke earlier in the week and throughout this week with Memorial Day coming upon me, upon all of us, made me think about that expression, "Ye shall know them by their acts." One of the stories was and remains that United States embassies are now flying the Black Lives Matter flag in foreign countries around the world outside of the U.S. Embassy. Literally an oversized, huge flag, either on the side of the embassy or on a pole similar to the way we fly the American flag at our embassies in foreign countries. Truly, it is inconceivable to me that that's happening. It's inconceivable to me that we have a State Department and perhaps a Biden administration in general that would allow that to occur. And I say that because Black Lives Matter, regardless of how well-intentioned some people are who have been suckered into that movement, that is a far-left Marxist political unit that is, in my opinion, anti-American and anti-unity. Because to say that Black Lives Matter and then to get angry and rail when someone says all lives matter, to me indicates reverse apartheidism or indicates segregation, because that's what it leads to. It leads to saying that one group is somehow singled out and special, and now we're supposed to have guilt and be subservient of mind and subservient of attitude if we're white, because Black lives are suddenly more important than white lives. And I know that that's not the intention of many good-hearted people. Many good-hearted people simply want equality of justice, not equity, equality of justice. They want justice equally applied. But in an effort to get that done, the pendulum has swung completely in the opposite direction. And everything that Black Lives Matter stands for is, in the end, a segregation of different groups of people. And we've come to that, whether you're LGBTQ or you're it's Black Lives Matter or it's Marxism or socialism, it's whatever group you're in, whatever tribe, which is really ironic because the problem in the Middle East has always been tribal. The problem in bringing peace to the Middle East is that the Middle East grew out of tribes, particularly in the Arab world, and those tribes have always been and continue to battle one another. I mean, within the Muslim religion, Sunnis and Shia want to kill each other, and those countries that are Sunni are opposed to those countries that are Shia run. And so tribalism is nothing that leads to oneness. It's nothing that leads to harmony. And yet, that's what Black Lives Matter, what the movement and other movements that have joined with it are bringing to this country. They are bringing a mentality and a social structure of tribalism, and it's very dangerous. Why? Because as the saying goes, united we stand and divided we fall. If we identify ourselves by our tribe, if we identify ourselves by what we believe in, and we close our mind to what anyone else believes in, to whether or not they can have any validity or truth in their perspective or in their belief system, then we are tribal by nature and tribal by act. And ye shall know them by their acts. So where I started was an administration that would allow the Black Lives Matter flag to fly on American embassies around the world. I am knowing this administration by its acts. The other story is that while Kamala Harris was appointed by the president to be the point person and head the committee or the investigation into the conditions at the southern border, our problems with illegal immigration, the incredible influx of illegal aliens across the Texas, New Mexico, Arizona borders. She has not, to this day, been to the southern border. I know that if you get a new job, if you are appointed to a new position, and you don't show up to do the job you were appointed to do, how long would you have that job? Again, Kamala Harris is supposed to be solving the problem at the southern border and hasn't been to the southern border. Again, ye shall know them by their acts. And so when the Biden administration does things like ending the XL pipeline, like revoking all of the border executive orders and programs that Donald Trump had put in place to quell the crossing of illegals into Texas, New Mexico, and Arizona. When the Biden administration flies the Black Lives Matter flag on Memorial Day, at our embassies around the world, when Kamala Harris is given a specific assignment and doesn't show up at the place where the problem exists, but has time to do other things that have nothing to do with that, has time to make other appearances, public appearances, and fly here and fly there, that have nothing to do with the specific assignment she was given by the President of the United States, ye shall know them by their acts. And so on Memorial Day, as I contemplate countless heroes throughout countless periods of American history who stepped up to do the job they were given, to stand for the principles and values that founded this country, that have made this country what it is. When I think about those heroes and every person who ever stepped up to do any of that is in fact a hero, whether they ever received a medal or not, as are the people who stayed home and didn't go into battle, but provided the services and the needs of those who were in battle. Everyone in those categories is in fact heroic. And when I think of the lines and of graves, of crosses at Arlington National Cemetery, I get angry. I get angry. I do. I don't like to say that. I get angry and I get deeply concerned for my country because something's happening in the inside of our country. You know, it's always been said you could never conquer America from the outside, but you could take her down from the inside. And that's because united we stand and divided we fall. You and I know we have never been this divided. You know, an interesting thing happened this past week. Someone that I met on the internet, and we've been communicating for several months, it's probably almost a year now, lives up north, lives in a northern state. I live in Texas. And I saw some statistics about the medical profession, the vaccine for the pandemic, and I sent those statistics as bullet points to this individual. And his response was to send me an email that said, I hate to say this, but I think you're effing crazy. And he didn't abbreviate effing. I did just now. And so I wrote him back very briefly, and I said, intelligent, educated people can have a disagreement of opinion, but you didn't do that. And you didn't refute what I wrote. You didn't debate what I wrote. You didn't question the authenticity of what I wrote. You simply attacked the messenger. And I thought more of you as a human being. And a day later, I got back an apology. And the apology said, you know, you're absolutely right. What I did was unkind and mean. And it was an emotional response. He said, I get triggered. And he went on to tell me in his email what triggered him in what he read in those facts. That's how we have to be with one another. We have to be able to speak freely. We have to be able to say things that may threaten someone else's reality. And then that other person has to be able to react, but they also have to be able to say they're sorry if they overreact. And if we can't position ourselves that way, if we can't allow others to have differences of opinion, to see the same thing differently, you know, the first thing you learn in law school, I'm an attorney, one of the first things they tell you is every accident scene will have three versions of what happened if there are three people who witnessed the accident, because everybody sees it slightly differently from the angle at which they're perceiving the event. Well, this is true of all of us. We all come with our own backgrounds, our own prejudices, our own biases, and we all come with our own context. And so when we clash, we're clashing all of those things together. And it doesn't have to be an explosion. It needs to be an exchange of ideas. You know, I love the expression to meet on the battlefield of ideas, because if you're going to fight anywhere, that's the intelligent place to fight. And it's the honest place to fight for so long as we all show up committed to the same end. And the end has to be the highest good for all concerned. And all concerned means all of humanity. And right now, all concerned on this Memorial Day, with BLM flags flying on embassies around the world that belong to United States citizens, and Kamala Harris ignoring a crisis at the border when she's the point person for solving it. And when, as I learned today, someone just sold 100,000 acres in West Texas to fundamentally the Chinese government, and not a good part of the Chinese government either, then the highest good for all concerned becomes the best interest of the United States, both its people and itself as a nation. Again, it's Memorial Day. I ask you to think about all of this. And as I did on my show that preceded Memorial Day, I ask you to think, what memorial, what memory, what legacy will you leave, will I leave for the time in which we have been born, for the battle or the challenge that we have been asked to confront? How will we handle it? How will we resolve it? And how will we be remembered on a future Memorial Day? Thank you so much for listening. I'm Carol Gold, and this has been What I Always Want You to Do. Think for yourself.
Carol thanks you for spending your valuable time with her. It is her mission to empower you to remember how smart and capable you are. Be sure to check out Carol's website, carolgold.com. That's Carol with an E, gold.com. Please leave a review and subscribe here so you'll be alerted to Carol's next podcast. Until then, above all else, remember, it's time to think for yourself.